This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off, Stu. Is that short for Stuart?
No, just Stu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on my birth certificate.
Wait a minute. Stu is on your birth certificate, not Stuart.
No, it was my dad's name, my grandpa's name. It's just Stu.
All right. What's up, Stu?
That is odd. Oh, well, Stu, we're glad that you're here. What can we do for you, Stu?
Well, I'm calling because I got blown off, and it happens a lot, and we listen to you guys' show in the shop all the time, and we listen to your the blown off segment, and the guys are always like all my friends, all the guys in the shop have girlfriends, and I don't, and I just I'm sick of it, and I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on because I go on all these great dates, and then I never hear from these girls again. And they told me I should just finally call.
Okay, so you're not sure why you get blown off a lot and why you don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, okay, so what happened?
Yeah, is there a particular girl who's blowing you off this last time that we can talk about?
Most recently, this girl Lisa came into the shop, and she's really cute. She seemed like a total sweetheart, and she seemed into me, and she came in, she brought her car in, and I don't know, I don't usually hit on customers, but the guys, they told me that she seemed to be into me and see if I could get her number. So I, she was leaving the store, so I followed her out. And she was like, I was just like, hey, wait a sec, And I just said, I don't know if you're available, but I'd love to take you out for a drink sometime. And she kind of, I don't know if I freaked her out or what, but she said she had a boyfriend. And she really was flattered, but she just wasn't available.
Okay.
And, but then she came in the next day to pick up her car and I laid off. I didn't follow her at the store, but I was still friendly with her and all. Anyway, she said that she was sorry and that she didn't have a boyfriend, but that she's a little bit shy and awkward sometimes, but she said she actually would like to have a drink with me. So
wow, look at that. See, so persistence paid off.
persistence is a virtue, they say,
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
All right. So then what happened next? Did you guys actually go out for a drink?
We went out for a drink and, she's super sweet. I really like this girl. From the one night that we had, and we got drinks and we both got a little had plenty, and we ended up back at her place, and we made out a little bit, fooled around a little bit, we're going just fine, but she didn't let me spend the night, which is, I respect that, that's fine. Called her the next day and she didn't pick up, left her a message. I called her twice. I don't know if that's what freaked her out, but then the next day I still didn't hear back from her. I called her again, left a message, and then like the last day three, I just didn't get it because it really went well. So I called her, I probably called her too much. I don't know, I called her like five times. And finally.
I'd say so.
That's probably my problem.
So did you finally get a hold of her eventually?
I did. She answered and she said that I was plenty nice and that she had a good time, but that she just really wasn't interested, and I asked if it was because I called too much. She said no. She said she's flattered when guys call her, but just wasn't feeling it. So if it wasn't the phone calls, I don't know what the hell was going on.
All right. Well, why don't we call her now and find out what the hell is going on, okay, Stu?
Okay.
All right, listen carefully. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may we please speak with Lisa?
Hi, this is she.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Who says?
Lisa, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Mark and Meg. Are you kidding me? I listen to your show all the time. Why are you calling me?
Oh, my God. Yay. Look at that.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm glad you're so excited.
No, this is, I'm such a huge fan. I have no idea why you're calling me, but this is like the best day ever.
You're such a huge fan, yet you have no idea why we're calling.
Yeah, that's kind of not a good sign.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there could be multiple reasons why I guess you might be calling me.
Name one. What's one of them, you think?
I'm hoping it's that I won something, but. Hmm.
What would another one be?
Did a guy call?
Oh, wow. You are a big fan.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a call from a guy named Stu. Do you remember Stu?
Yeah, I remember Stu.
Well, I mean, you already know why we're calling pretty much. So could you just tell us why you don't want to talk to Stu anymore? He said you never really gave him a reason.
Yeah, okay. Stu is weird. He's really weird.
Stu is weird.
Yeah.
How weird is he? What makes him weird?
Okay, this is going to, I mean, this is going to sound really odd, but he snores.
That's not odd. A lot of people snore.
Yeah.
No, he snores when he's awake.
Excuse me?
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding. Like, when he's dead awake, all of a sudden, he'll just be like, for no reason. It happened like 9 times on our date.
Wait a minute. He snores when he's awake?
Yeah, it happened, it happened a bunch of times, and the first time it happened, I thought, maybe he dozed off for a second or something, but he didn't, and it kept happening, and I've never heard of anything like it, but he did it, and it's the weirdest thing.
Really?
And it just made me kind of uncomfortable.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
Stu, do you snore when you're awake?
I don't know what she's talking about. I've never heard of such a thing, and
hey.
I don't know if she's just... Hi, Lisa. How's it going?
Hey.
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 Yeah, snore when I'm awake.
We've got Stu on the line here, Lisa.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
So, Stu, you're not familiar with this snoring while you're awake that you do, supposedly.
Who snores when they're awake?
Well, you do, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't snore when I'm awake.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Hang on one second, everybody.
What?
Can you explain that one more time, Lisa, just so that we're all understanding? Did he sneeze or was it a snore?
No, it was a snore. It was, I mean, all of a sudden, we'd be talking and he'd just sort of go like, and the first time it happened, I thought that he had maybe dozed off and he hadn't. And it happened a bunch more times while we were on our date.
So did you say anything to him on the date?
Like, wake up!
Yeah, were you like, what was that? Or are you tired?
No, because I felt really weird because, again, the first time I thought maybe he dozed off, but he didn't. And then I didn't know what to do.
You didn't know if it was a problem he had.
Right, yeah, and I wasn't going to feel like he dozed off because, he was not asleep. He was, looking into my eyes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Yeah. all right, so you're unfamiliar with this supposed habit that you have, Stu. Is that right? No one's ever mentioned
that
you...
She's making that up.
Oh.
I think she's just trying to embarrass me or something.
I would never do that. I would never... I had a good time on the date except for that. It was just really awkward.
So, Stu, you never realized you did anything like this before? No one's ever told you that or your friends or anybody?
Nobody's ever mentioned anything.
I mean, if it happens that frequently, it seems like somebody would have told you by now.
Somebody would have told me something.
And you don't remember doing that yourself? You don't remember?
No, never.
Lisa, give us an example again. What did it sound like exactly? His
My gosh. No, it sounded like a snort. It was all like... And it was weird. It was weird.
I mean, sometimes people grunt or something when they get up or if, maybe I'm eating
something,
a really good steak
grunt.
Or something. Maybe I go, or something like
no.
that.
No, this was not that. It was not a normal noise. It was a snore.
All right, so you didn't. So it wasn't. He's getting up
no.
or a this is good food.
No.
Weird. All right.
I don't even know what to do with this.
Well, listen, Stu. if Stu could maybe control his awake snoring, do you think maybe you'd want to go out with him again? Were there any other problems with it, or was that it?
No, I mean, it was mainly that, but I mean, we're talking now, you kind of joked about, but going to some doctor now, and I don't.
So I need to see a doctor to get a second date with you.
I mean, he doesn't even know.
If you bring me a note from the doctor, I'll see you.
He doesn't even know that he does it, so how can he fix it,
Well, right.
Should I get an appointment, send you my prescription, show you what kind of medication I'm on?
No, but this isn't something that you can just, consciously be like, okay, cool, I won't do
that
again.
Especially if he doesn't know that he's even doing it. So.
Yeah.
I snore in my sleep, let alone awake.
How do you know? You might snore in your sleep.
Yeah. You sure might. All right. Hang on one second for me. We probably won't.
That probably won't happen.
Anyway, I have any more dates. Hang on one second, you two. If there's any kind of sleep experts or doctors of sleepology or I don't even know what you call it, give us a buzz. Can you actually snore while you're awake? 340-9595, 800-475-9595.